You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Fatima. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Would you speak slower and louder?
You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Fatima. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
All I was waiting to say was my policy number. You wanted to know my policy number?
No, sir. Are you calling from a safe location?
All right. I don't know if you know about my problem. My case is my car was picked up by supposedly Mercury Insurance business. And they said they drove it to wait a minute. All right, your company says they picked up my car where it was dead, and they said they picked it up and took it to Grand Avenue, Spring Valley. That address is for a medical animal hospital. Very shortly to the left of them is a car repair shop, and a few blocks or maybe more to the right is another car repair. And my car was never delivered to 704 Grand Avenue, and I want to know where. And the sheriff's department went out there and checked with the two different repair companies, and neither one of them saw anything about my car, which is a what is? Oh, my car is a 2013 Chevy Spark. The two different repair shops on that Grand Avenue had never seen it, according to the Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department searched both repair shops and they could not find my car. The Sheriff's Department told me that I should call Mercury Insurance again and be given another address where my car really is. If you refuse to tell me where my car really is, the Sheriff's Department recommends that I take Mercury Insurance to court and sue them for losing my car.
Okay, may I have the phone number associated with the account?
Well, you better put the manager on then.
May I have the phone number associated with the account?
I will have the Sheriff's Department file suit and sue Mercury Insurance for losing my car. If they can say that they did not lose my car and tell me exactly where it is, then the problem is over.
Okay, may I have the phone number associated with the account, sir?
My name is Ronald S. Gething, Gething. I live at 8453 Carlisle Drive, Carlisle.
Excuse me, sir. May I have the phone number associated with the account, sir? I don't need all that information. I just need the phone number, sir, that's associated with your account, with your policy.
All right. My phone number is 619-697-2830.
All right, so I was able to pull up a ticket here that we had for you.
Wait, speak slower and louder. I have a hearing problem.
I said I was able to go ahead and pull up your ticket from when we did your service on April 1st. It does look like we did a tow service for you. We took it to 908 Grand Avenue in Spring Valley, 91977. That's the address that was given.
You did not take my car to 908 Grand Avenue, Maru. I have their telephone number. I have talked to them. The sheriff's department has been there just an hour or so ago and said that my car is not at Grand Auto, 908 Grand Avenue.
Well, that's where we took it on April 1st. And it's April the 5th, so I'm not sure what they may have done with it, but we took it to the address that's here on file. We don't have anywhere else we would have taken it to.
The car was never delivered to Grand Avenue 908. Your report, Mercury's report, says it was delivered to 704 Grand Avenue, Spring Valley, which is a pet shop, a pet hospital.
No, that's where we picked the vehicle up from, 704 Grand Avenue in Spring Valley. That was the pickup location that was given to us. So that's where we picked the vehicle up from, which was 704 Grand Avenue, Spring Valley, California, 91977. And we dropped the vehicle at 908 Grand Avenue, Spring Valley, California, 91977, sir.
The Sheriff's Department was also at Grand Avenue Motive at 908 Grand Avenue, yeah. 619-589-5500. The Sheriff was just there, and they searched the entire facility, the repair shop, and they also said they would testify that my car was never delivered to them.
Okay.
And there's another repair shop just a little bit away from 704 Grand. It's not like in the 600s.
All right, so what I can do here is just reach out to the towing company and see what they have to say. That's all I can do at this point because, like I said, the locations that I just gave you, that was the pickup location and the drop-off location, we wouldn't have taken your vehicle anywhere else.
They had excellent pickup directions. Actually, my car was picked up about a mile from Mercury Insurance, period. And my car was sold to me. I mean, my insurance was sold to me from Horton Insurance Agency. I started with them. They are completely out of business.
Mm-hmm.
So if your company doesn't want to go to court for losing my car, they better tell me where it is.
Okay. Well, I've explained to you what we have on file. All the thing I can do is get you over to the customer service if you'd like to speak with them.
Speak slower and speak louder.
Would you like to speak with our customer service because I've already explained to you where we took the vehicle?
Speak slower!
Excuse me?
Speak slower and louder.
Sir, I am speaking slow and loud. I'm not sure. You were hearing me just fine before, but now that I'm telling you that there's nothing I can do but get you over to customer service, you seem to not
slower,
be able to hear me.
Slower! Speak slower constantly, not to start out slow and then come to your regular speed. Speak slowly, continually.
I am about to transfer you to customer service. I have already explained to you what we have on file for your pickup location from the vehicle and your drop-off location. There's nothing else that I can do here but get you to customer service. So give me a second, and I'm going to transfer you over.
Go ahead.